Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Nah, if I can get myself to go, get it together over here. What's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. Today is Wet Wet Wednesday, where we play only sexy music. It's the hump day, middle of the week. You know how we do it. So, hey, I'm just E-Monster, ready to get it in, ready to get down and get into things. Hey, I got some things to talk about today. Like a good example, our topic today. I'm thinking we're having problems over here with our system. I don't know what's up with BTR today, but I was having all kinds of problems getting into the system, making things happen. I don't know what's going on with the system today, so, hey, please excuse the difficulties, you dig, and the bullshit I got to go through to bump this sexy-ass music for y'all. So, all right, you know what it is. So, hey, don't forget, you can listen to our 24-hour stream over at monstersradio.com. You can find more about artists, what's going on. You even want to give us suggestions for topics, things like that, you can send us an email. All the information's over there. All you got to do is go over there and look for it. You dig? So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and get into this Wet, Wet Wednesday, and we're going to start it off soggy. I'm talking about some real splash up in here. You dig? Hold on. Let me get my monster white on so I can move them panties off your ass. You dig? So, hey, today we're talking about how do you know when your mate is cheating and what's the best way to get the fuck up out that relationship. I'm just saying, that's what we're talking about tonight. Monstrous Radio, hit me up, 424-243-9649. It's going to get personal tonight. Hello. So, hey, first, this is Suave out of Dallas, Texas. This is called Love Me. Now, if this one don't slide your drawers off, I don't know what to do. Just love me, baby. Ooh-wee.
I love you.
Yeah. Hey, you hogging that lane in between them legs, lady. That's Suave from Dallas, Texas. That's called Love Me. I'm telling y'all, if that one don't get her in the mood, then there's no use on you sticking your finger in her butt. It is what it is. What's Wednesday? What is Monster? I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving. I'm going to play something a little more, a little up-tempo, kind of get the ladies into it. You know how it is. They like to take their clothes off, dance in front of the window and shit. But just, yeah, you know, I'm just going to play some music. I need to stop because I'm about to put a rubber on right now in the studio all by my damn self. This is Jamie Foxx called You Change Me. Some dudes, this shit is real, bruh. When you're young, it's all about bros over hoes. But as you get older, you try to slow down and find somebody to change your motherfucking ass. So, you ever been changed? Hit me up. Let me know. 424-243-9649. We're talking about relationships tonight. This is Jamie Foxx. So, let's go ahead and get into it. I ain't going to talk too much because, you know, I'll fuck around, take you out the mood. It is what it is. So let's go, y'all. Wet Wednesday. Hump Day. E-Monster. Monsters Radio Live. Ooh-wee. So.
Ain't no other girls in mind, it's me and you, baby. know, I've been all over the world, man. I had really gave up on this, you know. I finally met a girl to do for me, though. It's crazy. It's like a dream. I think I got me one.
Yeah, come talk to me. Come talk to me. No conversation. 424-243-9649. Look, he held up. You little motherfucker. Selling your ass down. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving around. I'm trying to wait for a couple more callers. I got Jay Dirty over here. I got about four ladies over here, but none of them like to talk on the air. You dig? It is what it is. You dig? Everybody don't like to be on the air. Everybody don't like to talk. That's why everybody don't call. Some people just listen on their computer. Some people listen on their phone. But if you do call in and you listen on your phone, when we're spinning the music, the best way to listen on your phone, cell phone, that is put it on your speakerphone. And the music will come through a lot clearer just when we take it. Take the music off and we start talking, just take it off a speakerphone. So, all right, that's what I do. I'm going to keep it moving. So, hey, we're talking about some things in relationships, like how do you know when your mate is cheating and the best way to get up out that motherfucking relationship. Well, first things first, some of y'all be acting like y'all can't leave because y'all in love, not even knowing what the fuck the difference between lust and love is. Yes, I said lust with a T, motherfucker. Lust and love. Lust means you just like hitting that motherfucking booty. Yeah, you like, yeah, you just love the pussy. Keep it 100. You just like chasing that ass. Love means you trying to settle down for life. That's love, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. Some of y'all don't even know the truth. So we going to keep it moving. Check it out. This is some new Sierra. It's called Dance Like We're Making Love. Okay, then I got a couple other new independent upcomers coming after that. I can't even get it together, man. I'm so into this Wet, Wet Wednesday today. I only got one person on my mind. Don't you want to know who it is? Mind your motherfucking business. Ooh-wee! The new Sierra. Monsters Radio Live. Wet, Wet Wednesday.
We monster.
Sweat dripping from my body. We both at this party. So come and show me your moves. I got some things I can teach you to. If you wanna see. Oh. You say you need a shot of the Henny. Then you're ready. Do what you need to do. Cause I'll be waiting.
my motherfucking studio, man, over here fucking up. It is what it is. So, all right, y'all, get ready. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday. I'm about to open up the lines and see what the hell y'all got going on. I'm not going to get into the who's fucking who and who's getting fat probably till a little bit later. But all right, let me go ahead and set up this so I can go over here and open up the lines. Just don't forget, people, when I open up the lines to you, you don't have to say nothing. You know, you could just say, I passed. I just came. I just called in to listen. I'm not going to turn it into a Harlem night, hit you with a garbage can, and shoot off your pinky toe. So don't worry about it, you dick. Don't freak out and hang up on me. I'm about to open up the lines here in just a bit. So, all right, check it out. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about, because we all been through it. Well, maybe not all of us. Most of you motherfuckers been through it more than me. But it is what it is. But all of us done been through it when you was the right one in the relationship and somebody else was fucking up. Whether they was cheating, doing some other funny shit, or anything, you know. But I want to know, what were some signs that you knew that the motherfucker was cheating? That's what I want to know. You did? I want to know that. And then the second part of the question is, how do you get out of a motherfucking relationship once you find out? You don't want to be there no more. How do you get out there, get out of it, without getting your head busted or busting somebody else's head? That's what we're talking about tonight. So, hey, I'm about to go over here and talk to my dude. You dig? My guy, my homeboy. You dig? He don't like nobody but me, probably. It is what it is, my guy, Jay Derry. What's good, Georgia?
What's happening, what?
Whatever, eh? Just kicking it, you know, waiting to open up these lines. We got quite a few people over here, so I'm pretty sure some shit is about to pop off here in just a little bit. Get it?
Oh, yeah. I don't want no parts of it, boy. I don't want no parts of that, though.
So, all right, bro. So, hey, do you want to throw out there anything about, you know, tonight's discussion or anything before I open up the lines, you know what I mean, to make a couple little points or whatever, or maybe give some people some ideas, something they could talk about?
Yeah, I tell you what, though, bro, I'll play the damn game with you, though. Ask me the questions, the topic questions again, and I'll try to give you the best answer I know how to give.
Okay. Part one of the question. How do you know when your mate is fucking around? Hello.
I mean, there's a lot of damn ways to know if you're a fucking private investigator. I mean, you got some dumbasses that'll goddamn tell them themselves, bro. You know what I mean? Because they can't lie for shit. Mm-hmm. They keep secrets worth a damn. But, you know, the only other damn way you can find out if they're not giving it away is you being a damn private investigator, always thinking he out there creeping. That's the only damn way you're going to stumble across it. Because to be real with you, if a motherfucker mm-hmm. wanted to goddamn cheat on your ass and they know how to keep a damn secret, bro, you ain't going to find that shit out, dog. Like, you can get away with it. It ain't hard. It's just like murder. It's the same shit. You just got to know how to cover your fucking tracks and not fuck mm-hmm. with loudmouth bitches. But, I mean, I don't do the damn cheating thing, bro. Like, if you're going to be with some damn body,
right.
be with them. That's why I don't be with nobody.
Right.
You know. Yeah. But all that.
Right. Why run down
I
here
with all that, bro? Yeah, I mean, shit, and if you feel like your damn mate cheating on you, what are you waiting there for? Leave. Ooh. And then the second part of the question is, how do you leave a relationship like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the dumbest question I ever heard in my fucking life, bro. Like, that is really stupid. I'm sorry to put it like that, bro. That's like the dumbest shit I ever heard
it's
in my
right.
fucking life. How do you leave a relationship? With your feet, mm-hmm. man, or the damn car you got. What do you mean, how? Like it's a fucking puzzle or something that you damn track, like it's a fucking maze or something. What the fuck you mean, how? Motherfucker, you got two damn foot and then you got a damn car out there in the driveway. Damn it, or even the bus station down the damn street to take you some. What the fuck you mean, how? What is that?
What? This is what I mean, bro. Now, everybody don't have common sense. You did a good example. Some people, ladies or guys, will get cheated on, catch their lover. Now their lover want to put their hands on them as they trying to leave. You did?
That's what happens.
This is a real deal situation. But
yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? That's what I mean by,
yeah.
So
okay,
how do you
I
get out of that relationship, you know what I mean, without getting
that's,
your head
that's
busted
simple
or you busting
too,
somebody
yeah,
else's
yeah,
head?
Yeah. That's impossible. You can't do
that. I wouldn't say it's impossible.
The only goddamn way you can get out of this shit without putting your hands on some damn body or getting your head busted is if you call the police, and I don't do that. So that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
How the, what the fuck, what do you mean? Goddamn, like, unless you're dealing with old suck ass motherfuckers, you could probably get about 12 of your damn cousins to go over there with you. They might not do nothing, bro. But, you know, other than that, mm-hmm. though, if you're fucking with somebody like me, you could bring 100 motherfuckers with you. Them the, hey, but I ain't never going to put my hands on a damn female just because she stepped out on me or because she caught me doing something. I'm a man. I stand up. Man,
right.
I don't do that shit. That's a little boy. That's how I do relationships, dog. I tell people this all the fucking time, dog. I've probably been in one relationship my whole damn life. Learn from it. It turned out bad. Never look back. It is. It, I don't do that because I feel like that's just a game, and I'm too damn. I'm grown. I'm 22. I ain't got time for games. Like that's just a game. I don't know who the fuck came up with relationships, but you know, I feel like man, you either dating or you ain't. What the fuck is a relationship? That's like some in between shit that somebody didn't tell us about, and we getting wrapped up in it, like wasting time, breath, and money and shit. Like what are we doing?
Right.
You either fucking dating some damn body or you.
I tell you who started relationships. It was some lame-ass player way back in the day who couldn't control his hoes and said, "Now, baby, you're supposed to be with just me. Best to be with this because every other player kept coming by snatching his bras." You think that's who came up with relationships? If I'm wrong, y'all tell me.
Yeah, you probably right, dog. Yeah, you probably right, though, bro. That sound like some player hater shit. Goddamn, relationships sound like some bitter player hater shit. You ain't lying. You probably damn right, dog. And then you got a lot of damn people, though, bro, that they be going hard by this shit, dog. Like, they really into the relationship thing, but I don't understand how you could possibly do that and have a brain on your fucking shoulders because this shit don't make no sense. And it ain't just me. I mean, it's just literally, logically, I'm trying to go at it from every different angle. I can't come up with nothing that'll make this shit make sense to me. Nothing. It's a waste of fucking time.
I got one.
Enlighten me.
You may not like it, but I got one, but I'm not going to say it to the end of the show. Hold on, bro. We're going to check in with some other people.
Don't do me like that.
People right quick. You know, I got to keep them riveted. You did? Keep them on their
already,
toes.
Already.
So, all right, next caller, 903-487. You heard what we talking about. We talking about relationships. You know, how do you know somebody cheating on you? And how do you get out of a relationship without putting your hands on somebody or somebody putting their hands on you? Who we got on the line? Hello.
You've got Meg from Texas.
Okay, you said Meg?
Meg, M-E-G, Meg. Like Meg Ryan.
Oh, you my friend on Facebook?
Yes. You better start smiling. Enough, and how are you, dear? Yeah, you better start smiling.
Yeah, I mean, you tell them, why don't you smile? I'd be like, I am smiling, can't you tell?
No, I need to see some tea. I have to say in the past 26 years that I've been in 4 different relationships. So that's including my kid's dad. The only thing that's happened that's so obvious is they start acting kind of funny in the relationship. And with the sex part, they start doing different moves. And you go, he's been experimenting with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, that other female will call a person up and say, "Who are you?" And you go, "Well, it's none of your business. Why don't you ask that other person?" So that's happened twice to me. And the only way I had to get out of it, now I will have to admit, the first relationship with the kid's father, it was abusive and it was hard to get out of that situation, but I finally up and left. But the last relationship, what I did with the last guy who did that, and I caught him in different manners, like with the phone call of a female, you know, asking that, you know, "Who are you?" stuff. But not only that, why is there new stuff, like new gels and rubbers over here that is uncalled for? Yes. And then I see that there's something going on, and I see that the gels have been used, and I'm thinking, who is this being used on? Because I know I'm not the one. So how I left from that relationship, I said, okay, well, since I was too good of a woman and there was a foundation that I thought was going somewhere, since you did call me your girlfriend, guess what? I'm taking everything out of this apartment that I bought, and I'm going. and then you ain't having none of it ever again. You fucked up.
Right. Right, right, right.
So hey, that's how I left.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I did, and after that, I made sure that I got myself checked and everything was clear. So yes, and haven't been in a relationship since March.
Right. Yeah. That's the main reason why most people don't like cheating. Like me, I'm the type of dude, I'm kind of a free spirit. I don't really get upset about certain things, but that would be one reason why I would get upset with somebody stepping out, is just because of that whole risk factor right there.
Can I say something, bro?
Yes, sir.
I just want to say this, bro. When it comes to the damn cheating thing, I don't understand what people get mad about, because you're never supposed to fall in love with a hoe anyway. So when you find out they a hoe, all your feelings got to go with them.
Yeah, that could go with that could be on the man's side or the female side, and
exactly.
I was dumb to fall head over heels for that bull.
Hey, it happens. We human, it happens, but you got to learn from it and keep it tugging. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
And you want to know something?
Yeah.
I want to say this part. Why do people think that? I guess, like, once they find out, I mean, because I did the same thing. I flipped out when I found out. When you fucking with a hoe, just keep it 100. Hoes are tricky. They like magicians. You dig? They look good. They smell good. They tell you whatever the fuck you want to hear.
They
get a magic trick. Exactly. Then next thing you know, about 3 months later, hocus pocus, boom. Got your ass. You dig?
Well, see, I'm going to tell you this, though, bro. They only magicians if you think with your dick, man, and not your mind first. Yeah, then that's when they become tricky. But if you use your mind first, you can definitely catch the signs early on and know them from a mile away. You got to study.
Yeah.
You know the study game. You got to study what one look like. Because when you seen one, you done seen them all. So then you can see the signs. But you got to quit thinking with your mini-me. You know what I mean? And use your brain first. That shit comes second. For real. I have to
laugh at that. Yeah. Now, I'll say with the third situation that I had in mind, four different relationships over 26, maybe 28 years, that third one, he was a dummy. But, of course, I shouldn't have fooled with an African man from literally Africa. He was so dumb that he thought he was hiding something. But what was so funny to me as I look back at it is, his roommate let me into the apartment, and I walked right in on him and the girl, but they were sleeping on separate sides of the bed. And what was even more wrong about the situation, I asked who she was, and she admittedly said, "I'm his fuck buddy." I said, "Excuse you?" And then the brother was going to go ahead and cover himself up, and I said, "I don't know why you're covering that up, because we both done did our stuff with you, so what's the reason in you hiding it?" And then she jumped up out of the bed because she was butt naked under the covers, grabbed her clothes from under the covers and ran to the bathroom. I said, "Yeah, you better run, because you don't want me on your butt." But that was the most upsetting one, because...
Yeah.
I did some crazy yelling and screaming, and his other roommate thought it was the TV, but it was me. I wasn't acting like that normal white woman. I was acting very erratic. Well, I wouldn't even say a little erratic. I was very erratic. I was about to set it off. Yes, I was about to set it off.
There we go. I was like, "That's how you know what part of the neighborhood you're from." She said, "I got a little erratic."
Using the words can't nobody understand. Them big old words.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was about to set it off for real.
There you go.
They said, "Oh my God, cut your TV down." That's what the other roommate said. And to the one who let me in, said, "Could you turn the TV down?" And he says, "That's not the TV." And I said, "You damn right. It's not the TV. It's me." I come out that room. That other African was so scared, he was up against the damn wall. And I said, "Honey, don't be scared, because you're not the one I'm after."
Yeah, but hey, check this, though. Hey, but that's a critical moment, though, bro, when you catch your damn partner cheating. You gotta really consider these facts. Is that dude, that pussy, willing? Is that you ready to die for that? Is it that good? 98% of the time for me, it ain't. So I'm walking out and smoking a cigarette on the way down to the car. But I'm saying you got to analyze that shit. You know what I'm talking about? You got to analyze it. And if that shit don't smell like water, it ain't worth dying for. Believe that.
It smells like water.
Well,
that's right, funny.
Well, we're going to check with another caller. Stay with us, Meg. I'm going to leave your line open. But we're going to let the other person check in right quick. You know what I think? I don't think the African dude was that dumb. Africans always get caught because of their pride. They so fucking proud. You did? That's why they get caught. They don't get no fuck. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right. They just want their little American card. Yeah.
Yeah. So all right.
They want those papers.
Look at you go. That's a whole other show. 612-998 Monsters Radio. You heard that thing in your motherfucking ear. Who we got on the line? Hello. 612. Look, hold on the system. There we go. 612-998. All right, maybe they're just a listener. It's probably one of my kids. My kids be listening to the show. That's why I won't be talking to Spreaky no more. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
my daughter was like, I heard you last night, Daddy. Now I was like, oh, Lord, you ain't supposed to listen to the show. So, yeah, that's why the freak level been turned down a little bit. But hold on. We still got Cali Girl over here. Let's see what she got going on. We already know, Jared, you know.
Cooking
she don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
She ain't gonna have no clue on what the hell is going on. Probably listen to the whole motherfucking show. What's good, Kelly? LBC in the building. I'm not doing roll call down your block, player. Open the door. Look, them little
don't be scared.
Outside acting the fool. Her car dropped. She must be mad at me. My bad.
Damn, Boost Mobile, player. And Boost Mobile. Crazy.
So, all right. So, yeah. Here's some, you know, like she said, you know, that's definitely some reasons when people start acting different. They start acting brand new. She done basically chunked off some of my list over here. You dig? Like, like she said, somebody don't tell my turn your leg this way. You be like, what? Do this, do that. What you mean? Where the fuck this
come from? Let me snap your neck one time. Let me grab the ponytail and snap your neck, baby. I want to hear that bitch crack.
So, yeah.
That's a freak thing.
So, yeah, you know, that's how some ways how you could tell. And like Jay Dirty said about, you know, getting out of there without putting your hands on somebody or somebody putting one, you can call, you know what I mean, your family. They can come over, you know, help you get your shit, get up, get out of there. You know, another way is, you know, a lot of people, when they start finding somebody cheating, my first thing I have to ask myself is this. Is this something I want to keep or am I going to let this go? That's question number one. Because if your answer is number two, I'm going to let this go, why are you trying to catch them cheating anyway? You might as well just let them be. Just go ahead and agree with that person, because when you step out, now you ain't got to deal with that drama with that person coming to your house, calling your phone, doing all that funny bullshit, not trying to let you mess with nobody new, and all that other shit. You did?
And now you got more time
to
get
out of there.
Right.
And, you know, just let them motherfuckers go. Let them motherfuckers be happy. Let it do what it is. You don't have to bust them out. You ain't got to.
Because the whole going to do what the whole going to do.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Some of us, we get so proud into our own sense of love and us being loved and how we want it to be, like we see it in the movies. You start chasing the motherfucker, start acting funny, acting wild. There ain't nothing you can do to stop a motherfucker from chasing. You can catch him. What you think, you're just going to catch him once? You catch him one, you're going to catch him three. You're going to catch him four. You're going to catch him five. You catch him. He ain't going to stop. It's just they ain't going to stop. It's just what they do. You can catch them all you want. All you're doing is wasting your time, your energy, and fucking up your precious spirituality and your soul, because you're going to become a hateful, despiteful person with baggage trying to hook up with somebody else.
True.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, you know, cheaters are like boxers, dog. You know, they ain't never going to forget how to do the rumble until their body wear out on them and they can't able to get up no more. You know what I mean?
Right. And they always going to want to fight. Anytime somebody come over and put their hands up, he might be retired. Fuck it, let's do it. You did.
No. let's get it on, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Same day,
yeah.
He's in the ring with Rambo against, what's his name?
Damn, Rockwilder versus Kitty Cat.
Yeah. true.
Yeah.
Or better yet, when you leave, just go ahead and put all their clothes out on the front lawn and say,
no,
do you notice anything missing?
Damn, you can't touch the damn clothes, bro. You might fuck around catch something. Don't never touch no evidence.
I done did that, and I said, hey, you be coming in late at 3 in the morning. It's time for you to go. Have you noticed anything missing in your room? No, I haven't, he said. And I said, well, guess what? The neighbors have already picked your shit up. It was on the front lawn 3 hours ago.
Oh,
I didn't do that
that's
burning
dirty.
Of the clothes. Now, I've done that before that movie came out, How Stella Got Her Groove, or whatever movie that was.
Fuck
but
that.
No,
my gas station T-shirt. Don't be burning my damn gas station T-shirts. This shit's official. Don't burn my damn dollar store bedroom slippers. I'll be mad at him. Boy, don't do that, boy. Don't do it.
Then he's going to put some hands on you.
I'm going to go in them damn pockets and get my gas station T-shirt money back. That won't for the do.
No, you'll drain out the bank account.
Yeah, $8 all I need. Get me a shirt from the gas station. Well, I might just take 10 so I can get some damn cigarettes or a black of mine too, but you know, it ain't much.
I got it slapping another track, but some of the songs I wanted to get in here, they're not loading. I have some really hot songs for y'all, especially that talked about relationship shit. But I guess it is what it is. It ain't going to work right now. Well, shit. I guess I got something else for y'all. Yeah, it has. Like, you wouldn't even believe. I mean, for real. So I guess, we're just going to go ahead and keep it moving with some more music. Check it out. This right here is one of our MRIs, which is called a Monsters Radio Interview. This right here is Cowboy by Tamara Bubble. This is some Wet Wednesday music. Ooh, we're going to play one song. We're going to come right back. Hit us up, 424-243-9649. As you can see, we acting a motherfucking fool. Hello.
Sharp in that birthday suit. Hope you brought a rubber blazer, cause I got on rain boots. And Vicky's secret, I let her tell you. Ain't gotta pull her to the side, cause we edible. Jim and Freddy, welcome back. Say hello, kitty, cause I'm a wildcat. And the only thing playing is that music. In the background, know you want me face down with the bubble up. See you undressing with your eyes, but my toes are off. Fresh out of towel, but I'm into noise. You good at arousal, you could be my towel boy. Morning love, I know it's kinda early. We want food first, breakfast in bed. Rinse your mouth, wet your face, use the shower head. What a timing, I feel steam, homie. No water fight, splashing only. Hit every spot, promise I won't get upset. Go ahead and get my curls messy, get that doobie wet. Sweet as candy, baby, I'm licorice. Start with the toes. Follow the drip, fresh out of towels, but I'm into noise. If you good at arousal, you could be my towel boy. Drip, drip, drip.
Clean myself about the shower. Drip, drip, baby, you could be my towel boy.
on Monsters Radio. Wet Wednesday. We about to open the lines again. Hey, you ever try to do some sexy shit with your lover? Get out the shower and fuck around and play like you're going to snap the other person with the towel and you accidentally hit her nipple and she try to drop your ass? It is what it is. It was an accident. I was trying to be cute. I didn't mean for it to actually snap her ass. It is what it is. That's Towel Boy right here, Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday. We got E Monster, we got J Dirty, and we got Meg. That's Minneapolis, Minnesota. We got Georgia, and we got Texas on the line. Hey, y'all, Kelly Girl called back. I'm going to open up the line for her in just a minute. But here's some other ways to know that your mate is cheating on you. Here's one way. And I'll give you a perfect – matter of fact, I'll even give you an example if y'all ask for it. But here's one way. When you go to your mate's job and you show up and everybody's looking at you like, who the fuck are you? Can I help you? And you're looking for someone, you dig? Nobody knows who the fuck you are or never even heard of you. That's one way. Or you walk – or they finally be like, oh, okay, this is da-da-da, and then you walk over there and your mate looks surprised like, what are you doing here? Yeah, motherfucker, she cheating. And then when you look on the desk, she got her picture, she got your kids' pictures, she got her kids' pictures, she got auntie, cousins, friends, best friends, motherfuckers she knew back in high school. But ain't no picture of you on the motherfucking desk. Motherfucker, they cheating. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's some ways how you can tell. You dig? So let me go over here and open up the line to Cali Girl, see if her motherfucking phone working. She probably got jacked, one of them little ass thug-ass babies banging Pampers and Huggies. Probably jacked or took a phone, charged and shit. It is what it is. What's good, Cali? How you doing?
No. Nobody jacked my phone. My boyfriend called in.
And I had to make sure he
was. Oh, okay. That's what it do. Can't nobody jack a prepaid Walmart phone anyway.
Look, my phone ain't prepaid. I'm on my good phone.
You on your good phone? That's what it is, Target prepaid. All right, it is what it is. We talking about relationships tonight. You know me, I usually try to keep it sexy as hell. One of my kids is listening lately. And by the way, that wasn't my kid that was listening. That was Miss Milltown. She ain't called in a while. Thank you, Milltown.
Ooh, wee.
I bet she's smiling like a motherfucker right now. It's all right. Let it open up, girl. Vavoosh. It is what it is. But you heard what we talking about, Cali Girl. You have any input on what we talking about tonight?
When do I ever listen?
You do have a damn point. Even when you listen, you still don't know what the fuck's going on. We talking about how do you know somebody's cheating on you when you in a relationship and you in love and you blinded? How do you know that a motherfucker's cheating on you? How you know? How you know?
If you're in love, I don't think you know. I don't know. I'm always the one last one to find out.
You're slinging that dick for you,
well, I mean,
good.
What,
you don't want
to
know.
I know.
Wow.
I'm
wow. Talking shit over there.
That was
you guys up.
What'd you say, Dirty? What is it sometimes?
I said if he's slinging that dick to you good, you don't want to know.
Look, Stacey's nope.
The last time
somebody cheated on you, I mean, we know he was upstairs fucking with the weed lady, but, I mean, how did you know he was cheating on you?
Phone call.
A phone
Pictures.
Call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Sometimes that'll do it. Hey, you know what? Hell yeah. See, that's on my list. They didn't even make it on my list. That was personal. I hate. You ever been with somebody? They hide their phone and their purse. I didn't say just one. I said their phone and their purse. How you gonna hide your purse from your mate? You think I'm gonna go in your purse, motherfucker?
Yeah. Now either they think you a damn thief or you cheating, cuz.
No, they hide it on top of the fridge, and they get paranoid if you get out of the bed trying to look for it.
Yep.
I'm so
That's
serious. That's just crazy. The guy goes ahead and puts his phone on the fridge. thinking I'm not going to go look for it, and he hears me getting out of bed and says, hey, what you doing? I said, gosh, can I go to the bathroom? Just lying.
That's what I've been talking about, Imonster. Goddamn, these people are fucking stupid, though. Like, goddamn,
yeah.
How you going to cheat? And how you going to use your fucking phone to cheat? You was a dumb bastard. Like, you was really special. You stupid.
Right, lazy ass.
Yeah, well. You a special kind of special. You a special kind of stupid. I mean, how you doing? I mean, that's like if I had a registered fucking firearm and I went and shot somebody in the goddamn head with it. No, they finna trade that right on back. That's just stupid. Why would you do that? Use a fucking payphone to buy you a damn prepaid Boost Mobile or something, motherfucker. The hell wrong with you?
No, get those government phones that they're giving out for free now, hey?
Yeah, you ain't even got to pay to talk to a bitch. Free phone.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why even go there, Meg? With the motherfucking FBI
phones. I saw that app today. I did. I saw that and I said, what? They're giving out free phones to people who get food stamps? What? I said, dang, what next?
No,
I did. I was shocked. I was like, what next?
No, baby, what? Don't get them free phones. Them is fucking FBI, CIA phones.
That'll be your real spy right there.
Yeah.
They're going to catch you and your baby daddy selling EBT cards and dope out the same house.
Yeah, all your damn text messages are going to pop up on the damn 6 o'clock news screens. I'm like, look at this. Somebody come look at this.
I know. They were trying to sell their food stamps. Look.
Oh, shit. Damn. To put you down on Fourth Avenue. It is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, let somebody call me on the CIA phone. I'll hang up on your ass. So will. Be like, nigga, the CIA phone. Click. Like a motherfucker. I ain't lying.
That bitch be clicking, boy. That bitch be
so
clicking like a motherfucker.
And that's how you know. Yeah, that's how you know, because you'll be having a regular conversation, sound like they texting on the other side. You do, boop, 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 echo come out of nowhere. Is your phone?
Oh, the motherfucker be like, I think our lines got crossed. No, motherfucker, you're texting this shit.
Right. So,
then you got to hit them with the fuck you and your mom. No, somebody got to hit them with something good.
I'm going to have to step my game up. I need to find some more sponsors because we having fun around this motherfucker. And I don't want the show to end. And I got to play another track before we get up out of here. But, hey, it is what it is. The show's got to wind down. So I guess we'll go ahead and take some time to do some shout-outs. I guess any last comments we want to make, we'll go ahead and do those now. So that's what it do. Wet Wednesday, hey, if you're out there, you got an online company or you got something going on and you want to get your brand up, hit me up, monstrousradio@gmail.com. We can do some sponsorship. It don't cost an arm and a leg, and I'm telling you, we'll promote the shit out your company, and this show will go on for 2 hours instead of an hour. So, all right, hit me up, monstrousradio@gmail.com/sponsorship. Well, no, just gmail.com and put in attention sponsorship. So, all right, that's what it is. What Wednesday? We'll start with the lady. Meg, you got any shout out for us or any last comments you want to say about the discussion?
Don't be sneaky because you will be hit. Yeah, don't be sneaky because you'll be hit. You don't want this tornado to erupt and go crazy.
Hey, boy, you better quit talking like that on
this
damn
small
phone,
package
girl.
Will be a big package later if you get caught.
Better quit talking like that on this damn phone. I'm talking about a tornado. Well, let me shut up. Well, I better talk.
No shout out.
Okay.
My game.
All right. What about you, Derry?
I ain't got no damn shout outs, bro, but I do got some last comment I'd like to put out, though.
All right.
I would just like to say on behalf of myself, fuck everybody except for God and my mom. You know what I'm talking about?
Boom!
And fuck
that
everybody. You sir.
He said, you sir.
Your booty stank anyway,
all right.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, he did. Oh, Lord.
Well, all right, well,
he said,
hey,
keep on walking.
Well, I'm going to wrap up the show by saying, basically, hey, you know, going off of what we're talking about tonight, you know when somebody's cheating on you. Find the best way to get out of it. Or some of y'all, you don't mind. You dig? I'm going to keep it real. You're probably relationship depressed. You dig? Because you probably think you can't find nobody else. But if that person wants you, somebody else will take care of you. For real, for real. You just got to figure a way how to get out of that situation and move on to something else. But one thing everybody must do when you get out of a relationship, stop going. And some of y'all do it before y'all get out. Y'all be like breaking up and then you're trying to hook up with somebody new. No, you're not supposed to hook up with nobody new for at least 30 motherfucking days to 90 motherfucking days. Why? Because.
And get yourself
later,
checked.
Get yourself checked. Oh, cause 7 days later, your ex, somebody's going to come back and be fucking with somebody else, and you don't need to bring somebody else new into that bullshit. Because as an adult, I'll tell you this, if I fuck with you and you a girl and your ex is trying to fuck with me, that lets me know you're not handling your business, my mom, and you ain't no motherfucking good. You're not even an adult. I'm just keeping it real, 100. You dig? So that's what it do. So that's mine on my way up out here. I'm going to send a shout-out to Jay Dirty. I'm going to send a shout-out to Meg. I'm going to send a shout-out to Milltown, Kelly Girl with her silly ass. Who else? If I missed you, your ass didn't call into the show. You out of sight. You out of mind, motherfucker. It is what it is. I'm going to get up out of here. Let's see. I'm going to play one of my tracks on my way out. Wet, Wet Wednesday. This is called Favorite Girl. Ooh, wait. It could be you. I'm just saying. But it's not, because your ass cheated on me.
Well, you know I'm an OG to this game, right? And I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime. But I'ma tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that one. Drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dawg, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm mobbing dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch your neck. And if I catch you in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla, we going out, it's like we going in. And when we going in, are we really going in? And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls, hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night, I cover like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hand. She makes the mood all good for me. House good, smelling good from the big plate of food for me. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off from bringing around them Clydes. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.
Always understood, I stopped it, but in a fit it is so good.
Yeah.
She's my